Live from Townport, it's Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Sasha, we are in the same room.
I'm so happy to see every cell of your being
six,
in person.
6 feet apart, but we're here. We're trying this out. It's amazing that you are one of the first people I've seen in about, I don't know, 30 years at this point. Is that how long?
It feels like that to me too. Yeah, you're one of the first I've seen. I'm so happy to see every part of you in real life and not just the little top of your shoulders and up on
I've been trying to hide everything on Skype, and now actually you can see it in person.
What's to hide? You're actually in even better shape since the coronavirus, and you were already looking like you were ready to do a triathlon. So,
like I said, pandemics and things like that agree with me. What can I say?
They seem to agree with
it's
you.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it turns your anxiety upside down. You become a free, happy...
The less people I have to interact with in person, the better it is. I guess that's what it is.
You become sort of, what's the word, like a happy-go-lucky fella.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Speaking of interacting, because I love a good segue.
Yes.
Speaking of interacting, and there seemed to be an influx of people from the city moving up here at this point.
Yes.
And so we have hopefully some new listeners.
Right, some new listeners.
More people to alienate, even better.
More people to piss off.
Even better.
A lot of new people to beep at us and create more traffic. And, New Yorkers are less patient than town porters traditionally.
Right.
I don't want to stereotype.
Well, except for the 522ers.
Except for the 522ers who are, from New York as well. Well, let's face it. Everyone in this town at some point has spent some period of time in New York. But it's about how many years between New York and you. And you mellow a little with the trees. But these recent influx people, we're going to have to, hope that we can teach them the ways of driving here.
Have you interacted with anyone yet? Are you just keeping your bubble except for our glorious taping that we're doing today?
Right. I've been mostly in my bubble. I did go with a mask a few days ago with one of my children and their friends and their mother and got some coffee and something to eat at an outdoor restaurant. It's the first time I've sat outside at a restaurant because we've only done takeout.
Right.
And everyone was masked and us too, and it felt very strange. But I think there were a lot of new people there.
It's funny you should say that because today, prior to taping, I went and because as a tradition, and I have horrible OCD, so I need to do the exact same thing, I went and got a donut. And as I went to eat it, I forgot I had the mask on, so I got donut all over my mask as I was doing that.
You'll be washing your mask tonight.
Right, exactly.
Or do you wear the paper ones?
I wear paper ones.
Okay, so we have paper ones the past couple weeks.
Right.
Before that, we were wearing a cloth one. I've decided the cloth one I find is worse because it's so tight, or maybe it's just the one I have, but the thing is so tight under my eyes that it feels like it's squeezing my eyes out and my eyeballs are going to just roll and pop out of my head.
Sort of like when Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Yes.
And Mars, when his eyes came out of his
head. Exactly like
that.
That's what it feels like. It's so freaking tight. But the paper one, I find that I can't stand feeling the heat. It's worse. Like I feel the heat of my own breath. I don't know. And it feels like itchy on my face.
All I know is, since wearing a mask, we need to come up, I have a new idea, with some sort of mouthwash breath mint that you don't have to inhale your breath all day
thank
long.
Thank you for saying that, because you're the only other person that has said, I find it, it's really gross.
I never realized my breath was so bad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I brush my teeth 10 times a day because I'm kind of, if I'm OCD about anything, it's that.
I don't
like food in my teeth or weird taste in my mouth. Uh-huh. But it really has been grossing me out. I'm like, is this what I actually smell like?
Yeah, so that's another idea. So anyways, we have an influx of city people coming up to Townport.
New York City people.
New York City people. So we want
to
welcome you. The other thing.
Welcome 718s and 212s.
Something that we've exported to New York, which they're asking us about, are the fabulous drones flying overhead. Do you think they're actually spying on us right now and realize that we're from two different households sitting in an enclosed space and they're going to come and we're going to be influxed with some sort of riot police or something like that?
That would be so awesome. It's like a scene in a movie I could picture. Well, the controversial drones stopped being here a few weeks ago, and I think they only spent 5 days from what I read, if we can trust what we read. They were only 5 days in Townport, but that was the gist of it, that they were going to literally be zooming around and then saying to people, step 3 feet away from the person from the other household, or go home. You're not supposed to be outside. Yeah.
Right. Now, would you, now, if a drone did that to you.
Yes.
Now, how would you react? Would you give them the finger? Would you salute them? What would you do? Would you flash them? Because well, it could be any could myriad be any, of things.
It depends on the mood, of course, that I'm in that moment.
Right.
But if it was like the lady from that store last year that freaked out when I said, fuck the whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I would get very riled up and I would probably be combative. If it was a sweet voice saying, right. kindly, please move over a little, I would be like, oh, I didn't realize that I was, you know, breaking.
So maybe you should become the voice of the drones if they bring them back. You know, we should pitch you for that.
I would love that job because I used to enjoy when I got voiceover work.
Right.
That would be such a great job because I could even do it from home while quarantined. Step away from the other person.
Now, if they did not listen to you, would you get more
with
animated?
Angry voice? Yes. I would start with a very sweet voice and then I would have to, they would have to have different levels, you know, right. Then they would have like level two would be, you are now being issued a warning from the drone system. And level three would have to be like, get the fuck away from that person, right? Like I would have to start yelling. I'd probably have to start using the voice that you use with your kids at some point.
That I use with my kids or the voice that you use with your
that
kids?
One
or the
uses,
general?
That one uses with one's children.
Gotcha.
When one's children are misbehaving.
Uh-huh. So getting back to sitting outside and eating,
yes.
How did it go? Was it okay? Did you feel all right? Because I have yet to do that.
Yeah, it was our first time. It felt really weird. It feels weird on two levels. On one level, we're all sitting there masked, and you have to go in to make the order, and you're trying to order. They can't really understand you. So at some point, you have to lower the mask so they can see your lips, and then put the mask back up. And I'm like, does that break the whole thing?
Right.
Then you go outside, and then they do bring the food to you. So, of course, as long as you can forget about the period of this corona quarantine where they told us we had to wipe and sanitize everything that someone else touched, right? Remember
right.
when people were washing their groceries in the
yes.
sink and stuff? So when they bring it out, the waiter, like you're thinking to yourself, do I need to get out a wipe and wipe that? Or are we now past that? Is that actually? So you get yourself a little crazy in your head, but if you can block all that out and forget about the fact that it feels like you're in a hospital being served lunch because the person bringing it to you now has a mask on too, it was okay. But then the other part is that you sit there thinking, why the F, are we all sitting at home? Because it sort of feels like, oh, well, this is just life, normal life. And why have we been sitting at home all this time if we could be doing this?
So, you know what the most astonishing thing is that about that whole
soliloquy? Yes.
Is that you just said what the F instead of what the fuck. That's the only thing that I was trying to
clean up my language.
Is that what it is?
Well, you know, my kids have been with me 24/7 now for the past 4 months.
Right.
So I'm having to, you know, tone down my swearing. I don't know why, because
right.
they're certainly swearing.
Right, they curse up a blue fucking storm.
Exactly, worse than ever.
But
we should finish about the drones that you were saying, like
right.
about the exporting the drones. It was interesting to see that New York City was consulting Townport about drones because of the 5 days the drones were here. It was interesting to see that Townport is going to be on the advisory council of New York City's drone.
How come they didn't consult us? I'm sure we have plenty of opinions on things. Why?
That's true.
Why isn't that happening?
That's true. Well, you know, I do have a friend who just became a New York contract tracer. I could tell her we could be on the advisory council for any Townport/New York City, New York questions that come up.
That's perfect. I think that's a wonderful idea. You continue to go out and eat. This is the greatest thing for me ever. Uh-huh. All I do is bring in. I don't care if I ever go to sit out in a restaurant again and see people. Of course not. I love bringing in food and eating in my own house.
Okay.
This is the greatest. I'll support all the local restaurants there are, but I'm not eating out sitting next to people anymore.
Well, we weren't sitting next to other people. You know, you were about 6 feet apart from other tables.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know now. Should I keep doing that or should I be home? I don't know.
I don't know if I should. I think had I known you were that, I would have stood even further back from you. And as I'm moving further and further away from the mic at this point.
You are moving further and further away. But truly, don't you think, like, it's very confusing right now, like, what to be doing? I'm like, do I stay in strict quarantine while the entire world goes back? I have nightmares at night that I'm still staying quarantined and everybody else is back to normal. And nobody told me. Like when you like...
What are you, a prisoner of war?
Maybe like when you think you're going to a costume party and then you're scared that you're going to be the only one wearing the costume and that everyone else is dressed normal.
Right.
I'm having these nightmares that the whole world is back to normal and we're still hiding out in the bunker, you know?
Well, fortunately, when I'm always dressed in a costume wherever I go, so it doesn't matter either way. Exactly.
Yeah, you say you don't care about like only seeing the few people, but I just can't imagine because you love like watching everyone's behavior.
Right.
Well, you can do that from the car with the windows up.
It's exactly what I just drive by and watch behavior.
That's and you take all walks all day.
I do.
So you do see people.
I do. So I've seen Peter, even though his wife has screamed at him for him getting too close to me when we're walking.
Now, is he more cantankerous or less cantankerous during this?
I'll give you one guess.
I would say more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
He screams at people for not wearing masks. It's perfect. He gets... all the complaints that I have, he takes care of.
So he's doing all the neighborhood watching, and you can sort of sit back.
Except for when we got too close and his wife yelled at him. So I guess there's an even authority higher than him who watches over things. So I didn't even realize that before. So.
Wow.
Anyway, so that about wraps up this first live edition of Community News. I think we're going to try to do it again next week. Okay. What do you think?
I would like to. It feels like we're just slightly back to normal.
It is.
You know. I can't handle just being so isolated from the whole world like this for so long. I don't know how you can.
Sasha, it's so good to see you in person.
So good to see you too,
maybe
Paul.
Even next week we'll even touch fingers together.
Oh, I don't know. That's a scary prospect.
I don't know. All right. Good point. Anyway, as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Sasha in a hazmat suit.
Sasha, a pleasure to see you. I will see you again next week.
See you next Tuesday, Paul.
Take care, everyone.
We love you, community.
Bye.